Raleigh, North Carolina. It's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to the Monday edition of The Lost Podcast.
Forget what day it was?
Yeah, I did there for a second.
Yeah, I guess you did.
But how's your rest of the week been since late or early Thursday morning?
It's been outstanding.
Yeah?
Outstanding.
Okay.
So I saw a good movie on HBO. I think everyone should watch it, Taking Chance.
Taking Chance.
Very emotional, very touching.
About taking a chance on Jack or Locke?
No, it's about a soldier who dies in Iraq and what happens, the process of bringing him home. It was very good. Kevin Bacon movie. Highly recommend it.
So it just adds more to the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of main characters in there, but it was...
All right. Well, we got a lot of stuff to get into today. We have Lost Interview.
The TV
next
show.
Next on Lost.
The TV show.
Listener Feedback.
The TV show.
Listener Theory of the Week. No?
No.
Okay. Too far?
Too far. It's just too... You can't go four times.
Okay, all right. And updates on the Season 5 contest? Can we confirm the Jack crying or not?
Yes, we have.
We'll get into that? Okay. And we'll close out the show. So you ready, Jack?
I say we do it.
All right, here we go. Oh, but before we get into anything, if you'd like to buy a Jay and Jack t-shirt, you can click the link right now in the AAC feed or check out shopsalmonate.com and look at them. They're pretty awesome. They're called, I think, Time Lapse is the
official
title.
Is that what the
official
title is?
Yes, of the
t-shirt. Now we have an official title. That's cool.
Well, I mean, it's always been there, but I don't think I've said it
yet. Is that a spoiler?
I don't
want to be accused of doing any spoilers. Oh, no,
you mean there's
you
time
didn't.
Travel on the show?
No.
Thanks
for ruining
for
the
nothing.
Whole show for me.
All right, Jack.
I was going spoiler-free until season 6.
All right, you ready to get into this?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Lost in Review.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
Oh, and I forgot to say.
Oh, yes?
At the end of the show.
End.
The last part. I'll have my reasoning
why. I thought
why,
we were done with rants.
Why Rose and Bernard, if we actually see what happens.
Okay.
If something happens, it should happen. If it counts.
Okay.
All right. Because there's been some.
But it's not a rant, right? Because you promised no more rants.
Oh, it's not a rant.
Okay.
It's a statement.
Okay. All right. So first up, we have a desk screen cap. And I guess people were talking about maybe there's a magic 8-ball on the desk.
Yeah, I thought there might be a magic 8-ball.
It is not a magic 8-ball.
Come on.
It isn't. It looks like some kind of desk clock or something like that.
You sure it's not a magic 8-ball?
I'm positive.
Eloise is going, is the island here? Yeah. Is the island here? Somewhat.
Wouldn't that just be ridiculous if they brought her down there and it's just a magic 8-ball sitting like on a little pedestal?
I think that would be perfect. Come on, the writers, come on.
Oh my God, that would be jumping the shark.
I don't think so. I think I've gotten a lot of my information from the Magic 8-Ball.
Okay.
A lot of stock tips.
So that's why you're so poor.
That's right.
All right. Jin's Dharma logo on his jumpsuit there. It was a star kind of thing, and that is actually for Dharma Security.
Okay. That explain why he has a gun.
Mm-hmm. Next up, Hurley's comic book was a Spanish translation of the graphic novel Why the Last Man. Is about the only man to survive the mysterious simultaneous death of every male mammal on Earth. And was written by Lost writer Brian K. Vaughan, who co-wrote Catch-22, Confirmed Dead, Meet Kevin Johnson, The Shape of Things to Come, and The Little Prince. Now, here's the big, is it something that's relevant, or is this the most sick and disgusting product placement in the history of Lost?
So you're saying there'd only be one man left standing. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Who would that one man be?
We have a call. Actually, Listener Theory of the Week is about that.
So I'll just leave it alone.
And then maybe we could discuss it then.
I will do. Go ahead.
Okay. So do you think it's product placement or is it relevant?
I don't.
Was Brian like, hey guys, I'm short on some cash. Can you throw my comic book on there and people will buy it because they need to read it
now? I think that'd be okay as long as you saw like a Jay and Jack shirt. Maybe the time. What's the name of our shirts again? Time
Lapse.
Time Lapse.
Well, it's already been written. I don't know if they can throw that in there.
Bummer.
All right.
Season six, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Well, the picture, remember that picture of the island?
Yes.
That was in 1954. It has a date of 9-23-54, 50 years before the plane crash on 9-22-04, actually to the a day before, wait, day after.
Okay.
49 years and 364 days. Or is it the opposite way?
You know, I'm not even listening to you.
Why not? You're supposed to be helping me.
I was writing something down. I wasn't paying attention.
It's been rumored that it falls around the fall equinox, which is 9-21. So maybe it's important.
It sounds important to me.
John Locke's note, I wish you had believed me. John, and to reference...
What a whiner. I wish you'd believe me.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So, this has been a discussion going around. Does Richard Alpert believe John Locke?
No.
Because who believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Much like Richard Alpert.
Seems to have.
Prove he can seemingly, you know, live forever. On the island.
You know what I get out of John 3:16?
What?
For years, there used to be this guy that used to wear rainbow hair.
Uh-huh.
And he'd have his sign, John 3:16.
Mm-hmm.
He was at every major sporting event and always in the best seats.
So is that related to Lost?
No, I just, every time I think of that, you think of this guy.
Well, what do you think it's relevant to Lost?
So is it saying that Locke is going to be the next Richard Alpert?
No, or is it saying Locke is like the savior?
He's the savior. Let's blow the island up now.
I don't know why I have to hate on him so much. I hope the next episode will set you straight.
Let's torch. Okay, he's had this the fifth season. He's had
fifth.
He's had five seasons. Convince me that he is a leader.
Yeah, I don't know if he's. Saying a leader.
On. Well, that's my point. My problem with him. He's always wanted to be the leader, hasn't he?
I don't know the leader. He wants to do whatever is in the island's best interests.
Okay. Well, we had an email. From Paul, and he said, stop hating on Locke. He's the John the Baptist, the Jesus, the Moses of this drama. True, he's no leader. His destiny not lie there. But Locke is the only character who's been selfless.
Exactly.
And what's best for the island.
So what's with the
hate? Hold on a second. Only John Locke has told us what's best for the island. Did you hear the island say, blow up the submarine, make sure you do this, do that, shoot, stab Naomi in the back. I'm sorry, Naomi in the back.
That we've seen instances where the island tells him what to do.
I'm telling you, the end of this episode, this show, this island is not evil, but everyone around it is evil. Would you agree?
No, I wouldn't say that.
This island cannot.
I think Richard Alpert's a good guy.
Okay, Ben, good guy.
Okay, Ben's a bad guy.
Widmore.
Come on. Okay,
Widmore,
bad guy.
Everybody that seems to want to get their hands on this island for evil. The only thing you can do to make.
But do you think John Locke is doing it for evil? Do you think Richard Alpert's doing it for evil?
I don't think
Christian Shepherd's there for evil.
John Locke is not doing it for evil.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
But when he says he's not a leader. That's all I've been saying.
Okay.
He could be one of these other guys. But he's not a leader.
All right.
And I'm saying the true only thing to save the world is to blow that island up. Because you can't. It's gonna fall in the hands of someone bad and they're gonna use it for evil.
All right. Next up. Ben was reading James Joyce's Ulysses on the plane.
Right.
Considered one of the most important works of modernist literature. Ulysses tells in great detail many incidents of the life of Leopold Bloom and those around him on the single day of June 16th, 1904. And, of course, the lamppost referred to the Chronicles of Narnia lamppost. The lamppost originated in the first few days of Narnia's creation. From a bar of iron, which Queen Jadis had thrown from a London lamppost and thrown at Aslan. Aslan at the time was creating living things of Narnia by his song, which made the ground of Narnia magically fertile and gave birth to the animals and plants of the world. The iron bar fell to the ground and under the influence of Aslan's song gave birth to a new lamppost, which grew from a few feet high to a full-size streetlight in a few hours. So, that is from the Narniapedia, or Narnapedia, I think is what it's called. It's on Wikia. But
it's on there.
In Narnia, the time is also different. Time moves quicker in Narnia in relation to, like, Earth time. The children age a few years while they're not there, but once they return, like much time has passed.
Okay.
All right.
I got it.
Oh, or I should say the children age a few years while they're there, but return to the real world, and they find that they've only been gone for a few minutes.
Kind of like what is the island is slower than
in relation
to Earth time. Like they've been gone for the 06 have been gone for 3 years. The people on the island have only been there 4 months, right?
Yes. You like my diagram?
I'm not ignoring you. You're just not with me today. You're not in sync.
I'm showing you how it's doing it.
Got it.
But
no one else can see it. Why are you showing me?
All right. Okay. So that's all for some of the Easter eggs from, or some more important points from, last week's episode 316. What do you have?
No, I had something. Now, when Jack walks to the room, and he thinks there's an intruder there.
Yes.
Turns out to be the dangerous Kate,
who
takes advantage of Jack.
Yes.
You know.
Is it really taking advantage of?
He was fighting it.
Okay. All right.
He said no. Okay. But when he walks in, he walks in, looks over in the corner. They actually are on that scene for like 2 or 3 seconds. We couldn't find a screen cap of it. It looks like a reel-to-reel recorder.
Okay.
What is that for?
Maybe he's like an audiophile and prefers like those old analog.
We're talking about
tapes.
Jack.
Yeah.
Jack's been strung out for 3 years. You think he's really taking the time to
create a really nice analog system? I'm just saying.
It just why
okay, would... but in like 2000 and like what I guess that's six.
Yeah.
Don't you think they'd use something a little bit more advanced than an old 1970s reel to reel tape?
That's what I'm saying. What's the deal? What is going on there?
It's like cool, it's like retro.
Retro Jack.
Yeah.
Well, he should have had a retro wig on.
No, I don't know. That's cool. I mean, I'd like it an old. That'd be kind of cool in a way.
Yeah, but the whole house didn't have any. It just had one. You just have one retro thing there.
There could have been more. We just didn't see it.
It just seemed odd. If anyone knows any insight in that,
okay,
just let us know. And Kate, I should have figured this out the first time. The reason she doesn't want, don't ask me again about Aaron, because she doesn't trust Jack. Mm. Jack is with Ben. That's why she doesn't want it. That's why he can't tell.
Okay.
Because Ben has already tried once to take Aaron, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why she didn't tell him, because she doesn't trust Jack. And how does Kate get on the plane? Because she's Kate. She can't leave California.
It's true.
So how did she...
She go under a different name. We don't know if she went under a different name.
I don't know if she went
under
an alias, or if... I don't know. I've never been on parole.
Okay.
I've never been told I can't leave a state.
Okay.
Maybe someone
out
there...
Most of the time, it's leave this state.
Yeah, leave the state. Here, you can go. No problem. But I would think if you're going on a plane... You'd be red flag that no, you can't.
Well, then I probably she went under an alias.
She had to go under an alias. And then also in Hurley, when Jack rescued him from the pond, he in the season, was it season four, the beginning of it, he does a cannonball into the ocean. He seemed to be able to swim there. Why can't he swim? Or was he just still on the recreating Charlie thing? Because remember, Charlie said...
Oh, because Charlie couldn't swim.
Well, Charlie said
he
couldn't
swim. Well, and then he did swim.
But, you know, Hurley doesn't know that he
Well, like,
died.
Maybe, like, I guess, I mean, sometimes, like, what if you're just, like, all of a sudden in water and you're, like, and you start to, like, freak out and you have, like, a freak out moment?
Or was he just continuing the role as Charlie?
That's a good question.
Maybe he was told he had to be Charlie for the plane crash.
That's acting it out pretty well, I think.
When I watched it the second time, I go, wait a minute. I remember him doing a cannonball because remember he thought he was free from all the free from all that $150 million, and who wouldn't want to be free from $150 million? But I said, wait, he did a cannonball. He swam fine. He's spry. He can swim.
Well, it's either like maybe like just a shock of being in the water and he's just freaking out about being in the
I'm
water.
I'm thinking that maybe
or he's still
in Charlie role. He's a method actor.
Okay.
So he's just doing Charlie.
Hurley is?
Hurley's a method actor.
Okay.
That's what I've been told.
Okay.
And also Kate.
Okay.
For her to give up Aaron was a big deal.
It was a big
deal. First time in her life she's been grounded. She's not on the run. And why?
Why?
Because of Aaron. She's
so now weight is lifted off her shoulders?
No, something had to happen to her from the time she left the dock. That she got home that she gave up Aaron.
Do you think it's in relation to Ben being all bloodied and beat up?
I want to say no. I still think that has more to do with Penny. But it just had to be. That's the one thing in her life that was, since we've seen her, all her backstories. She's always been on the run. Kate, what did you do? You know, mom, I'm, you know, all through her life.
Okay, she's always been on. That's
always
it's
been
like
on the run. She's never had one thing that grounded her.
I think one of the faults of her character is that it's like, oh, she's on the run again, big deal.
Right, but now she's given up Aaron. It's obviously...
Yeah, she's definitely in severe distress.
Unless she was promised, if she went back, she would always have Aaron.
Yeah.
So you think we'll find that out?
Maybe
Ben got to her and said, look, you will always have Aaron if you go back to the island.
Well, I think whatever this episode did is it set up, I think, the rest of the mystery for this season, if not more, at least, in that once this kind of settles down, which I think it'll settle down probably after the next episode or two, like then like we'll find out the stuff that happened before, and then by the end of the season, like all that stuff will be answered, and then it'll set up season 6,
the final.
Yeah.
Well, that's good,
because this episode set up good mystery for like the rest of this season. Don't you think?
Yeah, it did. Well, it did leave. Wait, like I said, this answered some questions.
Yeah,
but then it gave us a lot of, well, how did Kate get there? How did Hurley get there?
Yeah.
How did Saeed get there?
And then I'm sure we'll get the answers to that within
the season.
Now, a lot
of people
season,
think Saeed, we have any phone calls about Saeed, why he's in handcuffs?
Yes.
All right, then I'll not speak anymore.
But you can talk about it then, because you may have differing opinions.
No.
You don't?
I don't know. I don't know what you're...
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, you ready for next on Lost?
The TV show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Go.
Next on Lost. Next on Lost, the TV show. Next on Lost. Next on Lost. Maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost, Lost on Lost.
All right, it's
next on Lost time. I'll go ahead, I'm sorry.
Stepping on my toes.
I feel bad.
Wait.
Oh, sorry. This may contain spoilers, so if you don't like spoilers... skip ahead.
Yes, and it's very light spoilers, but I guess even theories are spoilers now, so we gotta watch out.
In the world of spoilers, I guess theories could be a spoiler.
I guess maybe it's just like your theories always become true, so it's like a spoiler.
Yeah, I think,
right?
I'm batting 100%. I think I'm spot on. Yeah? I think we've done 150 shows.
Oh my God, more theories. Than that.
So yeah, I'm 150 for 150.
Yeah, I think we should actually do the percentage of what's come true.
Well, I looked at some of them.
Uh-huh.
And some are close. And some look like they might come true.
Uh-huh.
But a theory is just what it is.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you call it a crackpot theory.
Uh-huh.
It's just a guess. So a crackpot theory would be way off a spoiler.
Okay.
Just my opinion. But, you know, you can do what you want.
All right. So this episode is titled The Life and Death of Jeremy Bentham.
And I am really... You were like... like a kid at the candy store today. You can't wait for this.
Oh, I can't, because this, I'm really excited.
Now, will you be disappointed if it's like the one with the, when he's on the pot farm? Because you didn't really like that John Locke episode.
No, I think that's most people's least favorite Locke episode, at least.
I'm drawing a blank on the title.
It was Further Instructions.
Further Instructions, correct.
No, I'm really excited about this one, and I've said this a million times, that in the first two ever Locke episodes, Walkabout and Deus Ex Machina, Michael Giacchino had this great score at the end, like the kind of the climax of the episode, and you can listen to it on you can download it off the first season soundtrack. I believe it's called Locked Out or something like that. It's towards the end, but it's a great piece of music. And I really hope that he brings that full theme back, because he's only done the lightly of that theme. It was like...
should we give him a call? Say, Michael, cut loose this time.
Exactly. Go for it.
You know what's funny is I get criticized for being a Locke hater, but my favorite episodes are mostly Locke episodes. I love the Locke episodes. It's not just like to see him get pushed out a window.
I think it's like you're a sadist.
No, it has nothing to do with him getting pushed out of window.
Most of his episodes is very sad and depressing.
Look, like, that is my life. I am John Locke. But I don't go around saying I'm a leader.
Okay, I don't think your life's as bad as John Locke's. Have you been pushed out of a window by your own father and your kidney stolen by your own father?
No, but I had to do chores. My dad would make me do chores, and I know that's a
jerk.
I know that's outlawed nowadays. But. That was rough growing up.
All right. Locke's faithful mission off the island as Jeremy Bentham is revealed on Lost, Wednesday, February 25th.
Wow, that's really spoilery.
9 to 10, I know. 9 to 10.06.
10.06?
So that gets an extra like 5 minutes.
So Life on Mars is getting cheated another 54 minutes.
Let me watch that show anyway.
You know what kills me?
What?
We should have done this as spoiler section. I watched the ratings each week.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't seen the ratings for this last episode, 316. Okay. But 2 million people watched The Little Prince. 2 million less watched The Little Prince than the week before. What did 2 million people go, oh, this season's horrible, I'm leaving?
No, I think it has to do like what's going up against, what's going on that week.
Same shows.
Stuff like that. And
Little Minds, same show. And
well, I know, but some people's schedules a little bit tougher.
2 million?
I guess. I don't know. I don't make the rules.
It just blew me away. I go, 2 million people decide I'm not watching.
What's to the point now that ratings don't really matter anymore because it's all everything's already paid for through the last season, so it's going to air.
Well, I don't care. We're the only two people watching at the end. You know, as long as I get the...
Well, to the point now, it's like we don't have to worry about it being canceled because they make enough off DVDs, hardcore fans, and everything.
I'm not worried about that. I was just shocked that I said, wait, 2 million... it was at least 2 million.
Really?
What did you guys have? Was there a party?
And
I was invited. Yeah. Did a whole state say, we're not watching Lost today? Or did a
whole state get together and watch it all on one TV?
Or did a whole state have a whole basketball game like Iowa's?
That could probably be it, too. So, who knows?
Are there 2 million people in Iowa?
I'm not criticizing Iowa like you are right now.
I like the Midwest. I love Iowa.
But let's go into the guest stars. I like going into the guest stars.
Let's do it.
All right. Guest starring Malcolm David Kelly as Walt.
Oh, snap, yo.
John Terry as Christian Shepherd. Alan Dale as Charles Widmore. Lance Riddick as Matthew Abaddon.
Oh, so we're getting some questions answered this week on the contest.
William Blanchett as Aaron.
Huh?
Sad.
Wait, hold on. Aaron's going to be there?
It may be like when Locke went back to talk to Kate
with
Aaron.
Hold on a second. Is this the baby Aaron? Is this Goober?
I think so. I think it sounds like the same kid.
Or just a different actor playing Aaron.
It sounds like the same name, but I may be wrong. I don't know. Sad Tajamui as Caesar.
So that's the guy that was on the plane.
Yeah. Lana, Hayir, Susie, and Kid.
And Kid.
John Jamal Bradley as Kid.
Hmm.
But it's written by Carlton Cuse, Damon Lindelof, and directed by Jack Bender.
Wow. So the three amigos.
Three amigos. And this one looks really good. I'm really excited. And I don't remember if this is a call or where I saw it, but I really hope that Walt comes back. And I don't know if they're going to do it.
Well, everyone's been asking, where's Walt? Where's Walt? Why isn't Walt come back? I would assume he has to come back.
Yes, and
I
hope...
At one point or another, he has to come back.
And if it's not answered by the time the 25-hour podcast happens and Malcolm David Kelly's schedule works out, and we can ask him what he knows... He may not know that much, actually, but hopefully, I think he should come back to the story because there needs to be some kind of resolution between Michael and Walt, no matter how it's done. There's no resolution between their story.
Well, we know that he met up with John, with Bentham.
Yes, we know that.
Because he mentioned it to Hurley.
Exactly. So why doesn't Walt have to come back? Maybe that'll be answered. Or is Walt coming back? Maybe he was on the plane. We didn't even see him on the plane. Or maybe he has yet to come back to the island. But
maybe he was the co-pilot.
Someone
was flying the plane when Frank Lapidus got up.
Maybe. But I just feel his story isn't done yet. I really feel his story isn't done yet. But
we've always said that.
Yeah.
But you know, he probably couldn't come back then because in 2004.
Yeah. But now I think he can come back because it's been a few years and he can be older.
He's like 25 now, right? In real life?
No. All right. But so looks to be a great episode. I can't wait to see it. And
Well, I'm going to say right now.
Okay.
I'm ask you right now.
Okay.
Will this be your favorite episode? I mean, look at it. Look who's written it.
Okay.
The three head cheeses there.
Okay.
You love John Locke.
I do.
Now, what's your favorite episode this season so far?
I can't say. I can't really pick a favorite right
okay,
now.
John
it's
Locke,
like every week is like the new favorite.
But John Locke is your favorite character.
Yes.
The three amigos have written it.
Will
this be your favorite episode of season 5?
Wait, what was the one the week before where Charlotte died? What was that episode?
The Little Prince.
All right, I think that's my favorite so far.
Okay, I like The Little Prince, too. I also like 316.
Yeah, 316 was really good, too.
I actually like them all.
Exactly. See, it's hard to pick, but I think Little Prince, I really like
Little Prince.
But this
one looks, the previews, if you've seen the previews.
I don't want to, like, raise it up too high, and that's not going to meet my expectations. So I'm just looking forward to seeing
I'm trying to raise it up really high. Like, this is going to be your best Christmas ever.
But see, you just want me to hate Locke, so I'm not going
to
do it.
I'm not doing it to hate Locke.
You are.
Make a stand.
Because you hate John Terry and his acting style.
John Terry?
I'm not John Terry. Terry O'Quinn. Sorry.
Now you got me hating John Terry. I've liked John Terry since he was on ER. Season one.
All right. Is he going to go back to ER since everyone's coming back to ER?
In fact, I think he died.
Did he die?
I think he got hit by a car.
It didn't stop Glasses Bald
John Green. Not John Green. Mark Green.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, he came back in a flash forward flashback.
Yeah, I know. All right. You ready to get on to listener feedback?
Let's do it.
All right. Here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, so it's in our feedback time. We got a lot of great calls to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we get into those?
We need to hurry because Hugh Jackman's hosting the Oscars.
Wow.
And that's just going to be
cool. I'm like just is he ecstatic.
Funny? I mean, he's a great actor.
He's hosted the Tonys a couple times, but I've never watched the Tonys.
The Tonys is dancing and stuff, but this is you're supposed to laugh.
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we won't because we're still recording.
All right, so here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Samantha Kirch from Fort Myers, Florida again. I've already called and left one theory, but I have three. So, calling again. I believe that it's been kind of obvious that all the leaders of the island are kind of selected and reviewed from a very young age. And that's just one of the many similarities that they've kind of come to represent. Another one being that they always manage to get to be off the island and have to eventually fight to get back on. Ben has just gotten off in the process of getting back on. Charles Whitmore, we know, was on. We saw him in the Army, and obviously he's trying really hard to get back. We don't really know the story behind Jacob yet, but Locke, he got off, you know, he died, and he's coming back now, we think. So some of those things that we've kind of seen that will lead us to believe this is that we think that Walt is going to be an upcoming leader because Locke, from, you know, when Walt was really young, was teaching him, you know, how to throw the knife into the tree and all that stuff, and always took a really interesting interest in Walt, and always said Walt is special. So I don't really know how it's gonna work out. I don't really know the details, but I think that Walt is going to somehow be a leader, and that's what I think. All right, thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Eric calling back from Tampa. My theory this time is that the reason why the others knew so much about all the Losties in the beginning is because the Losties, basically in essence, when they get back to the 2004 period or whatever they, you know, want to be, because right now clearly it looks like they're stuck in Dharma times, I think that what they're doing is they're giving the others all this information about themselves and to make sure that they stay on the island. Like, they gave Ben the list of the people to capture for whatever reason, and they're kind of like the people behind the scenes running the ship to try and get themselves in that time period to stay on the island. And maybe they're doing it from the 1970s time, somehow being able to communicate with Ben and all them to make sure they try and stay on the island. So that's my theory, and I think it's a good one. All right, thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Matt from Indianapolis, and I think I know how the whole series is going to end. I think that the Losties are going to blow up Jughead the day before the original plane crash. And that's going to destroy the island and all the pockets of electromagnetic special energy, you know, all that stuff. So I think that's what it's going to be. The very last thing is going to be a mushroom cloud, and then it's going to cut the Lost, and that will be the end of the show. What do you think about that? Keep up the good work. Thanks for the podcast. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Josh in Fayetteville, Arkansas. And my crackpot theory is that Penny is not Whitmore's biological daughter. Instead, Penny and Desmond are Widmore's parents, and they get stuck in time, and that's how Widmore gets on the island. And Widmore has daddy issues. That's why he hates Desmond. And somewhere along the way, Penny gets killed, and Widmore just blames Desmond for it. That's my crackpot theory, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Russ from Dallas, Oregon. Appreciate your podcast, man. Keep us entertained on a 1,000-mile drive we just had. We listened to your comments on 316, and you didn't go into too much depth about the biblical reference, but I thought it would be good to at least talk about what it is. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." And, of course, that has important tie-ins to that episode with belief. And then life, you know, back to life. And then even the whole idea of him being, of Jack being the son of Christian. So those are definitely some themes to look at. And that got me thinking about, you know, with the number of flight and biblical reference, made me think about the flight 815. And I just kind of started searching around, and Genesis 8:15 is a reference to Noah and his family coming out of the ark, and was wondering if that would have some important links and themes to the island as being some sort of analogy to Noah and the ark. Maybe someone's brought that up before, but maybe we could pursue that. Thank you, and talk to you later.
All right, thank you for those calls.
Okay, Russ from Dallas.
Russ from Dallas.
So if Locke is not... Okay, you're a Locke fan.
I am a Locke fan.
If he is not the Jesus, or he's not the guy that he's just being used, will you be upset?
If he's just being used?
Just being used.
Yes. Because then there's no... He was just always meant to be, you know,
but that's
a fall guy.
And sometimes in life, that's life. Sometimes you are the fall guy. You're supposed to be the fall guy. Will you be upset? Now,
yes.
Everything he's saying does make sense.
I will be upset.
All the biblical stuff he's saying, it does kind of look like it is going to be Locke.
Who is Noah?
Now, Noah, could he be someone who came out of the Black Rock?
Well, remember, like, Noah, didn't he live to be like 1,000 or something like that? Ridiculous?
I don't know.
Like, by Bible years? Or Moses lived to be like 400 and something?
Moses, I thought, was 140. Yeah, so it's just, there's so much going on right now.
Yeah, there is.
It's hard for me to keep it in.
That's what she said.
Anyway, so then we had Josh, who said Penny is not the biological daughter of Widmore, that Desmond
that they're the grandparents of Widmore.
And that's how Widmore gets back to the island.
Or no, that's how Widmore was born on the
island. He was born on the island.
And then that's how...
He wasn't born on the island.
We don't know that.
He was born on the boat. We saw it. If he's supposedly Charlie.
Oh, that's
okay, and that's how he gets back to the island.
Ugh. Yeah, I don't know.
I know. I have an email here.
All that stuff like that, it throws me off so badly.
You think that could be possible? It's Locke.
Yes, it is.
Possible.
Like we had that call a couple weeks saying how he could be since his name, if Penny kept the Widmore name, he would be Charles Widmore. So it's very well
possible. And he would have daddy issues, and that's why he doesn't like Desmond.
Yes, exactly.
Because maybe that's... Oh, you know what?
What?
Because Widmore knows that Ben kills Penny, and since Desmond wasn't there to protect him,
because
he was hanging out with Hawkins, that's how Ben was able to kill.
Because
Desmond, he didn't go straight home from Hawkins. He went to
my head.
He went to
exploded.
A bar or something. But I have an email here from Ryan. I have a theory. The reason why Ben was so bloody was that he just killed Desmond and Penny.
Both.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he kidnapped Penny's baby and took him somewhere. By the way, how does a guy so beat up get past airport security so fast?
Well,
that's what he says. He's Ben. Well, do you think? I don't think he killed them both.
I don't think he killed any of them. I think he was unsuccessful by just his demeanor.
I think Desmond's going to believe that Penny is dead.
Uh-huh.
I don't think she's at the boat anymore.
Okay.
And I don't think little Charlie's there either.
Okay. I got another email, too, that kind of relates to that. Hey, guys, I'm listening to Thursday morning show, 4.11. And I have to say, I think the fact that Ben was at the marina when he made his bloody payphone call is a red herring. It's over 8,000 miles from London to L.A. as the crow flies. Sailing a boat from one to the other would involve a trip through the Panama Canal or around the Horn of South America. Either way, it'd be a very long and arduous journey, and I don't think it's something you'd undertake with your wife and small baby. I really doubt that Pezman and Charlie Jr. took the boat to L.A. I think this is a tidbit of misdirection on the part of Darlton, and Ben was really off on some other mission we'll find about later.
I kind of agree with that, but remember, Widmore was able to know that Sun was on a plane. Right. Well, so he always has connections placed.
Yeah, I mean, they're trying to stay off the grid.
If Desmond was to get on a plane, I think Widmore would know.
But I am feeling a bit of red herring going on there. I'm really feeling
it. It is kind of like, okay, hey, we're not stupid.
Yeah.
But I am. So I'm thinking that, it is true, but 8,000 miles is a long way. But he is sailing around the world. How far is the Philippines from England? That's where they had the baby. And then he goes, I got to go to Oxford.
Well, it wasn't that immediate.
Well, it was.
They had the baby well before.
Oh, that's true. Where was Well, that's right.
Yeah. So the baby wasn't like baby, baby.
Baby, baby. Baby, baby. I get down on my knees for you.
Baby, baby.
They better answer these questions for the season. I don't want to go 9 months. 9 month hiatus going.
Hey, well.
Is Penny dead? I don't.
They answered the question about Locke being in the coffin in a season.
I know, but you know how they are.
They've been pretty good lately.
All right.
They've been on their best behavior.
Okay, I'll give them that. And then Matt said his theory is the Losties will blow up Jughead just before the day before the plane was supposed to crash, so September 21st.
So then the plane crashed. Oh, then there is no plane crash. There is no plane crash. There's no electromagnetic. Yeah, right. Okay.
And then the only problem is then nothing happened.
Yes, and then.
I think I said about a month ago that Jughead will be blown up because the island needs to be destroyed because you can't keep people like Widmore and Ben who are just out for evil, out for their own personal gain, and people like Locke to keep the it needs to be destroyed because it's one of those things in life that you just cannot, even though like say,
it's like the time machine, the DeLorean needed to be destroyed.
Right, like someone like me would use it for good. I'm not selfish, but someone like, I don't know.
Except make the Chargers win the Super Bowl.
12 straight years. And after that?
At least 7, just to shut up Pittsburgh. we're just kidding, Steelers fans.
Yeah, you're taking some heat there. Wow.
I'm just teasing. And Packers have more championships anyway.
And then Eric, the Losties, the others know the information because the Losties have told the information to them in the future or past.
Well, no, that they gave them the list when they were in the past, and that's how they knew all the names and everything.
Right, and how they...
I don't think so.
It could be, but I don't think so. I'm going to say no.
But going back to when last week's Lost in Review, the Hurley saying the numbers, would you think he would be the one saying the numbers? So it's a possibility that they'd list of people.
Well, like I said, anything's possible. It could happen. I don't know. This is...
All right.
You know, I thought I had pretty much, I knew what was going on. Now you get all these questions out there. And Samantha had three theories.
Okay.
Well, I had four last week, so I win.
All right, you ready for the next set of calls?
We didn't talk about it. I was just kidding.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought. That's all you're giving.
It was a joke. Well, her ultimate theory, though, is Walt is going to return as the leader of the
Edge. I just want Walt to come. I said that earlier. I want Walt back. I want his story. I want him to have resolution with his father. It's what I want. And I think I deserve it.
You think we'll get resolution with his father?
I think so. They need to. I'm going to be upset.
I don't see it happening. But do you see Walt as the ultimate leader?
No.
I have more faith in Walt than in John Locke.
I don't know, but you can't.
But you know what? Hold on a second.
Okay.
Walt could be Richard Alpert for
I mean, it's, for I'm Walt. Sorry. You can't.
Wait. Okay. Locke could be Richard Alpert for Walt. Like, you know, Richard Alpert was helped mentor Ben. Locke could do that for Walt.
Okay.
He could be the go-between between the island.
That's what I'm saying, though. You can't... They set up Walt so much in the first two seasons that he was special, that he had this gift. And we never got that... We never got really into the details of what he could do or what he did do.
Maybe he failed the test.
Well, I'd like to see. I'd like to figure that out. I want resolution to his story, dang it.
But why would Ben... Oh, you know why Ben let him go?
Because he said he was, like, more than we expected.
Because he was
a risk to his own leadership.
Right.
So if he then maybe he is supposed to be the leader eventually.
I could live with Walt being the leader.
So could I. I just want a story back.
That would make me happy as long as Walt's the leader and Locke's not.
I'd be happy with that as long as Chris wasn't doing the official Lost podcast.
Man, you just gotta get over that.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
You got nothing to say?
No, you're just rude.
How is that rude?
What has Chris ever done to you?
He stole my hairstyle. One vidcast.
And John Locke stole mine.
And now he's got the Dracula look going on. He had like the pop collar. Did you see that? I don't know if that was, he did that recently. He had a pop collar.
Hey, Chris. I love you, man. I'm behind Chris.
But then he gives you that stare. It's just like, he gives you that look.
Chris's podcast is ahead of your podcast.
It's not because of him.
Man. Ouch.
I don't care. He's never said, we've asked him to come on the show and talk, and he just continually ignores.
Wow. Well, what if he came on the 25-hour podcast?
Then I would say all is forgiven.
Here's an open invitation to Chris.
Yes.
Give us a call at 206. No, actually, it'd be better to send us an email.
Send an email to us, and then all is forgiven. I will quit bashing you.
Wow. Maybe he doesn't care.
Maybe he doesn't.
He's like, who are those guys?
Whatever.
I get to meet all the stars.
Big whoop-de-doo, okay? I've met stars, too. All right, you ready?
Man, this is the ego podcast.
I'm just joking around. Just a little joke.
This room's not big enough.
All right, you ready for the next set of calls? We're at 41 minutes, and we have like 15 calls left, so let's get going.
And I still have my rant, statement at the end of the...
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. I'm just rewatching the last couple episodes, and I noticed a couple problems with them. In this place of death, when Jin is asked if he knows how to get to the radio tower by Russo's team, I found that kind of weird because Jin never went to the radio tower at the end of season 3. He stayed behind and with Bernard and Saeed to attack the others who were coming at the camp. So I don't know how he would know how to get to the radio tower. Also, in the most recent episode, 316, when Hurley says he bought the other seats, I think there are 78 of them. I don't know how he would buy all those seats. I mean, about $400 a seat for that distance. I don't know, $400, $500 to Guam from Los Angeles. But where'd he get all the money? He got rid of all his lottery money after he came home, so I just don't know where he'd come up with all that cash. Anyway, thanks.
Hi, Jane Jack. So I called last Wednesday night and said how much I hate the episode, but since reading about it on the boards and hearing you guys talk about it, I've come around. I have a theory about why Saeed is being brought to Guam by the Marshal. I think Ben hired him to kill somebody in Guam and then turned him in for it, knowing they would have to be on that flight to Guam. I think Ben knows a lot more than he's acting like he knows right now. As far as Hurley and Kate goes, I don't know what the heck changed their minds, and I think that's the most intriguing mystery right now. So, hope you guys like my theory. I'll see what you guys say about it.
Hey guys, this is Teen Disney Geek from Twitter once again, and I called you guys Wednesday night with my, oh my gosh, something's going on with the black smoke theory, and today, throughout the week I've thought about it. Today I'm calling you guys thinking, okay, so Kate got to the island. That's the reason why she's going back to the island, is because the black smoke took Aaron or something, and she has to go back to get him. So if it's not the black smoke, it's some representation of the black smoke that took Aaron, and Kate knows that it's some representation of the black smoke. Also, how did Saeed decide to get on the plane? I'm thinking that the reason that Ben was all bloodied up is because he manipulated Saeed into beating the crap out of him, and then to get Saeed arrested and get on the plane. I don't know why he would be getting on the plane to Guam, but something to think about. Hurley, I have no idea. I have no idea how Hurley got on there. But, yeah, look forward to your thoughts. Today's Sunday, so I guess I'll look forward to your thoughts tomorrow. And, great job, guys. Talk to you soon.
Kate, on the rocks? I'll have a double, please.
I can't help it. The worms in the ears is scary. That's it. I can't take any more of you guys bad-mouthing me. I quit.
So you caused the death of the Dharmalize.
I feel bad, because I'll be honest, that's one of my favorite podcasts to listen to.
It is, yeah.
I listen to them every week, but they just can't do it anymore, and so they, I don't know if you heard the news.
Yes.
But Dahmer Lars is
I know. Stop. I know it's been hard on Ralph, and he's been, you know, talking about it. It's been really difficult for him to get him done because, you know, life gets crazy.
You know, if they would come back, I would stop making fun of Ralph being afraid of Wrath of Khan.
Wow, I think it's a good offer.
I would never, again, ever make fun of him. Ever.
For anything?
For Wrath of Khan.
Okay.
Not anything. Come on. Not anything. But no, I seriously was, I was shocked when I heard the news. You told me on yesterday, and then I was just like stunned.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, for me, that was the only podcast that I, like, well, them and the transmission that I made sure I listened to.
Yeah, I listen to them every week, and they're like our little sister. Now we got to find another little sister.
True.
So
we'll do, like, a Bachelor, or you can be the Lost Podcast's new little sister.
So here's how to enter. No, I was really bummed.
Yeah, bummed to hear it. And
I like listening to
it. And
him.
It's like, it was hard because Malcolm with Sass, which is still, I think, my favorite podcast, or at least the funniest podcast.
It was the funniest podcast because those Craig and
Dylan were just hilarious. And then Dharma Lars, you know, they really helped fill that void. So, you know, it's there's another hole there.
Yeah, great. Then we had John Doe wants a double of Kate on the Rocks.
I want to see like people's ideas for a Kate on the Rocks.
Yeah, we need to come up with a drink.
Yes, Kate on the Rocks.
Let's have a contest.
Okay.
What does the winner get?
I don't know. Recognition saying, hey, you made up the Kate on the Rocks.
Okay, the best combination drink for Kate on the Rocks.
Yes.
What's going to be the best? And we'll 2 weeks?
2 weeks, sure.
2 weeks from today. So today is the... We'll say March.
Today's the 22nd.
You have to have it in by March 10th. Well, I don't want March 10th.
Okay.
Just March 10th. You have to have your best ingredients for Kate on the Rocks.
Okay.
I like it. And then Team Disney Geek.
Disney Geek.
I said team, didn't I?
Oh, I thought you said team.
Is it teen?
Teen.
Oh, I'm sorry, teen. I did say team. It's teen.
There you go.
Well, I wrote down team.
Okay.
So now it's team.
Okay.
It's teen Disney Geek. Man, what a night. The Black Smoke
kidnapped Aaron or took Aaron.
I'm gonna say no.
No?
I
think Ben was involved with that.
I think Ben could be involved. But I think she, I still am gonna maintain that she gave Aaron to Sun and Sun shipped the baby off to her mom for protecting it.
Okay.
Or maybe Sun has manipulated Kate into believing that was what's best for Kate, Aaron. Too many things, man. And then, you know, something I've noticed about Ben when he got beat up.
Uh-huh.
He's bloodied.
Uh-huh.
But he's not swollen. He's not swollen anywhere.
Well, he had like, you know.
There's not welts. He doesn't have welts on him.
He did. He had like bruises and marks all over his face.
Bruises, but not, there was nothing swollen. You could hit in the head, the forehead, punch in the forehead, it swells.
Okay, but Ben, out of all, he's been. Like him and Sawyer just gotten the crap out of him, so maybe his body doesn't swell as much because he's just used to the beating.
Do you ever get used to beatings?
Not me personally, but maybe he does.
Because he's Ben.
I mean, look at what was it? Season 4, beginning of season 4. That guy was just beat to crap.
All right, and then we had Jane Doe.
Uh huh.
Decided maybe he Ben hired someone to kill him in Guam.
Uh huh.
But remember, he killed that person on, well, I can't remember his name, on the golf course.
Yes.
I've heard theories that maybe he's being extradited to.
For the people that he killed?
Yeah. Okay. That may have been told on. But I said, you know, the only problem with that theory is it takes longer than 24 hours to.
Well, maybe it was already being, you know, the wheels were in motion for that.
Okay, then I could believe that. Then we had John Doe. How did Jin know how to get to the radio tower? I'm going to tell you right now.
How?
He knows that Russo is crazy. What does he know of Russo? That she's crazy. What does he know? Seriously, from
she's
Jin,
a crazy old lady. Yes.
She's crazy. She shoots people. She's crazy.
Uh huh.
If someone asks you part of this crazy team, do you know how to get to the radio tower? What's Jin gonna say? No. He's gonna say yes. He's just walking through.
Here's my theory.
Hold on a second. Okay. He's walking through the jungle. He knows the Smokies out there.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a 50-50 chance. He can probably he can outrun the rest of them.
Uh huh.
You got a pregnant lady. You got Nadine who's in the back, and the other people are. You know, Robert kind of, you know, whatever.
Robert,
he's, come on.
Okay, well, here's my theory. You ready?
Right.
You ready for this juicy nugget of a theory?
Juicy nugget of a theory.
I think that Jin works for Dharma. You can't trust him.
You know what? Because at one point or another, everybody works for Dharma. I got an email here.
Okay.
Is that really your theory?
Okay.
Well, that, you know, your
I've
first,
already seen him at
it's
Dharma.
Your first theory to come true.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. That was a spoiler.
We saw it at the end of the episode, dork.
This was from a loop from the boards.
Okay.
From the message board. My theory is a smoke monster killed the pilot all the way back in season one because the pilot wasn't supposed to be there somehow. Frank managed to avoid destiny. That's why the pilot was killed, because Frank was supposed to be the pilot.
Uh-huh.
Not the guy with the mustache.
I agree, but he didn't have a mustache when he was killed.
I was wondering.
Maybe that's why the smoke monster killed him, is the pilot didn't have his sweet mustache. He was like, dude, bad look. Death. You're dead.
Do you think that could be possible? That's why the smoke monster killed
him? Yeah, I think so. I mean, if Frank was supposed to be on that plane and supposed to crash there.
And now it's course correct. And now, so Frank is back on the island. Frank was supposed to die on the island?
No, I don't think he was supposed to die. It's just the smoke monster wouldn't have killed. It wouldn't have killed
It wouldn't have
Frank.
Killed Frank, but it was killing...
the pilot, because... Oh,
what's
yeah,
the pilot?
It wasn't,
the pilot has a name.
The pilot.
I keep thinking Heroes.
Yeah. Grunberg.
Yeah. So that's why he... Well, okay. I can go with it.
All right. So... Ready to get into the next set of calls here?
Let's do it, Saucer.
All right, here we
Let's
go.
Let's do it.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Montan's left arm calling from Wisconsin. Just had a couple observations. One, just listened to the Thursday podcast, and someone had mentioned the makeup of the people that were on the plane, and I thought it was interesting that there was almost kind of a similar makeup with the Rousseau's crew, in that, you know, Rousseau was pregnant just like Claire, and now, you know, possibly, you know, who knows, Kate for this one. There's a musician on board, you know, Charlie had the guitar, and now Hurley has the guitar, and, you know, I believe Montan had the, I don't know if it was a violin or whatever, but I just thought that was interesting. Didn't know if there was a correlation there. And then on Miss Hawking's desk, there is a statue of Mary. You know, obviously it is a church, but didn't know if it was, you know, one of the statues similar to what Echo had. So, hey, you guys have a great day. Love the podcast. Bye.
Hey, guys. Tim in Wisconsin here. I just had a random thought. Actually, I thought of it a couple days ago, and it's been bothering me. So Jack and company are supposed to be, like, recreating the circumstances of Flight 815 on this new flight to get back to the island, right? Well, what if Flight 815 was someone else's recreation of a flight that happened before that? Someone else trying to get back to the island. I don't know. Just a thought. See ya.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Chris from New England. I was just watching the episode 316 again, and I noticed something. The person in the airport who says, "My condolences to you, sir," to Jack when he was getting walked on the plane. When they were on the plane, they showed a couple seconds of him, and it looked as if he was in the same section as Jack and Kate and all of them. So my theory is maybe he was paid by Charles Widmore. He worked for Charles Widmore, maybe to follow the Oceanic Six and try to find out where they are. So I think he's working for Charles Widmore, and I think that's how Charles Widmore is trying to find the island. He gets on, has someone on the plane with the Oceanic Six. So I just wanted to hear what you guys thought about that theory, and keep up the great work.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Mike calling from Cleveland. Love your guys' podcast. One interesting thing I picked up on the show, when Jack looks up at the picture at the lamppost of that Army picture of the island, the date on it is one day after the plane crash that they were on. So one day over 50 years, or actually 49.9 years, so 499. And if you take the Oceanic Flight 815 and you subtract the new Flight 316, you get 499. So just want to see what your guys' thoughts were. Thanks.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Paula V from California. And I'm watching the episode 316 for the second time. And I was I remembered that we were wondering why Hurley brought the guitar to the island, just like Charlie's guitar. And we were all wondering why Hurley knew to be on the plane, why he changed his mind, and even how he got out of jail. So I was thinking about it, and I remembered that Hurley always sees, like, dead people, and they give him messages, like Anna Lucia, Echo, and Charlie. And I was thinking, maybe Charlie paid Hurley another visit, and Charlie said, you have to go back to the island again, like he said back in season 4, and then that drove Hurley to tell Jack that they had to go back to the island, which drove Jack crazy. But I think Charlie paid him another visit and told him that he needed to bring his guitar to the Islander, or buy a guitar like his guitar and bring it to the island. Otherwise, I mean, how would he have known to bring a guitar? And, like, I mean, I don't really see many other theories about this. So thanks for your time. Have a nice day. Bye.
I like that theory.
Okay.
I think that maybe, who do you think it would be, though? I think it would be Charlie.
Uh-huh.
Since
I
he did
think it'd be Charlie.
Since he did go back as Charlie.
Yes.
Even to as far as not knowing how to swim. So I agree with that one. Mike, way too much math. But, you know, that is amazing that you do the math.
Uh-huh.
Any other show, would you sit down and go,
no.
You know what? Those numbers have to mean something. I'm going to do the flight number. But it is funny that it add up to three. The flight number added, when you subtract 815 from that number, it goes 316.
Wait, what? No, I thought it was, if you subtract 316 from 815, it goes 499, like the amount of years.
Right.
From
That's what I meant to say. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I hate math.
And then we had Chris.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to call him the eavesdropper.
Eavesdropper, okay.
Because he doesn't have a name right now. No. He was kind of eavesdropping on Jack's conversation. And he said, I'm so sorry for your friend. Like, if you really knew the truth, he's not my friend. So we'll call him the eavesdropper. Until he gets a name,
okay,
we'll call him the eavesdropper.
Okay.
Instead of the guy over there. What do you think?
Okay.
I think he is working for Charles Widmore. I don't think so much to find the island.
Uh-huh.
Because Widmore, remember, he knew where the island was.
Did he?
Well, he had Kimi and his team over there. They knew where the island was.
Uh-huh.
Why didn't he just go to the island then?
Because he's not allowed to step foot on it again. Or
not until everyone else is dead.
Okay.
So he can't. I think he should keep an eye on Ben. Mm-hmm. Or he's working with Ben, who's working with, I don't know, it's crazy.
Oh, man.
And then Tim, I really love that theory, that Flight 815 was a recreation from someone else.
Well, and you had a discussion about that before, on how Rousseau's crew had very, you know, similar things with.
Yeah, and that's how they found the island. Now, I've got the people who were involved on the recreating 815.
Okay.
Rose and Bernard.
Wouldn't
that be, what other reason for them to be on the show?
They showed you. Rose had cancer.
And she went to this one spot. And
Bernard took her there to try
and it didn't work. So she had to find the magical island.
She didn't know that. She just accidentally crashed there. Crashed there.
Yeah, they didn't know that. But I like all that. It was Montan's left arm.
Yes.
That I was, you couldn't hear me, but I was laughing. I thought that was pretty funny. Then we have an email here from Kirby John.
Uh-huh.
Your caller is correct. Kate is pregnant now with Jack's baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think, a lot of people think that.
I think she's preggers.
I don't think she's pregnant. I'm going to say no.
She is preg to the ers.
I'm not saying.
Greg to the ignorant.
Also, he's agreeing with me. He says, well, Jack is correct. That's the title of the whole email.
Oh, okay.
There's more on there. I'm reading.
Jack Shepard?
Yeah, probably Jack Shepard. But Kate made a big deal about saying we're not together, which could be dismissed as referencing the group. But as we know, she was talking to Jack, and that's what I said. She was talking to Jack. I watched it again. She was telling Jack, hey, you know, Kate on the rocks, we're done.
Poor Jack. She's just playing him, and I'm just so sick of Kate. I told you that last season when... Was it the season before? Was that third season? Yeah, I think it was. No, it was the fourth season when they were still in Othersville, and Kate rejected Sawyer again.
Well, she just plays games, and
she does. And I'm
but
sick
hold
of
on
it.
A second though. She did step up to the plate. She cared about Aaron. Look at.
Hey, son. I don't care.
Hold on a second. Would you? A son has abandoned her kid.
We don't know. She wants to save Jen. Now I have some emails to myself.
Okay, do you save your husband or your child?
Well, the child's safe with her parents.
Okay. They're all three in the ocean.
But that's not the situation.
Ji Young is drowning
over
here.
The child is safe.
Jin is drowning over there. Which one do you save?
In Korea.
Which one do you save?
In Korea.
Answer the question, sir. Which one do you save?
Depends which one you like better.
You save the child. You save the child because Jen has a larger life insurance policy. That's
well, if he's already considered dead, there is no insurance policy.
She's already spent that money. And a cool gun with some candy.
Oh, man. All right. One of the other, this is another email. One of the other states that during the season 3 finale, that some musician programmed the code that keeps the light blinking in the Looking Glass underwater station. Several references have been made to the band Geronimo Jackson during the live during the show's tenure. Maybe one of the band members set the code.
Well, that,
Gagan.
That reminds me of something I forgot to write by notes. We were trying to figure out the song that's playing when he drives up in the van.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any answers on that one. And even
maybe it's Geronimo Jackson?
I think it's Geronimo Jackson.
Okay.
Because we couldn't figure out, we were Googling the words and it didn't come up.
Well, here's one about Rosen Bernard.
Well, that's supposed to wait till the end.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. What about this one about plane crash? Okay. I think the plane did crash in 2007, but the Oceanic 6, maybe Ben and Lapidus, were taken by the Flash before it happened, and they were taken back to the 70s Dharma Initiative. While the rest of the plane crashed landed on the island in present time, I think it explained why the Jira Airways water bottle was there in what seemed to be around 2007. And I believe it's the rest of the survivors from the crash that were shooting at Sawyer, Juliet, and the rest of them.
Now, so the plane, they're saying that the plane that, crashed that, on the island?
That Jira Airways bottle looked pretty old.
But I'm saying, though, they're saying the plane crashed on the island?
Yes, but like in present time or in a different time.
Okay.
And that's how the Jira Airways bottle ended up on the
island.
Well,
how would they explain the missing people that they just died? Like Jack, Kate, Hurley,
They would have been, they would have found out in the present that they've been there for 30 years or whatever it is.
Okay. Because a lot of people don't think the plane crashed.
But how did the Jira Airways bottle get there?
But I'm saying that how would you explain seven people being, or six, well, we know at least three people are missing from that plane.
Uh-huh. We don't know. I guess we're going to find out the extent of that later.
All right.
Are you ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Joel from Minneapolis. First time, long time. I just wanted to see what your guys' thoughts were on Frank Lapidus being the pilot on the flight when they crashed on the island again. Because to me, I thought he should be flying under the radar, so to speak, since no one really knew he survived coming back from the island. I thought he'd be laying low. So it's kind of weird that he's a pilot for a major airline and also using the name. I thought, if anything, he'd be using a different name, kind of like Jeremy Bentham, for example. So just curious to see what your guys' thoughts were on that. And also, just keep up the podcast. Great work, guys. Thanks.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Stephen in Baltimore. I really love your podcast. I'm calling because I've been wondering about the little goober. When Kate first told Jack that if he wants to be with her, he can never bring up the goober again, I thought something terrible must have happened, something so traumatic that Kate would be devastated to ever be reminded of this again. But the more I thought about it, the more I think that she's actually trying to protect Jack from something that he can't handle. This got me thinking. Perhaps Kate gave goober to Cassidy Phillips, the woman whom Sawyer conned and whom Kate met briefly when she was on the run. As I see it, the theory works for a couple of reasons. First, there's been a lot of speculation that Sawyer had asked Kate to contact Cassidy when he whispered into her ear before jumping out of the helicopter. The writer surely had something planned, but we haven't seen anything come of that yet. Two, Kate probably realized she needed to hide goober with somebody that she could trust and that the Dharma folks or Widmore didn't know about. And then three, Kate realized that bringing up Sawyer and his sacrifice for her would send Jack into a fit of jealousy and ruin any chances they had together, especially if she thought there was any chance that they would end up seeing Sawyer again on the island. And then finally, real quick, here's the current family tree as I see it. Daniel is Charlotte's dad. Widmore is Daniel's dad. Christian Shepherd is Desmond's dad, making him Jack's brother. And finally, Son's father used to live on the island and was Charlotte's stepfather, which is why she can speak Korean. Love the show. Keep it up. Take care. Bye-bye.
Hey there, Jay and Jack. It's Sean from Lansing, Michigan. Great show you guys have. It's always the first one I listen to when it comes to Lost. Anyway, that being said, I have something of a theory. It's not really a theory, more of an observation, but going to how far they were trying to get all the right circumstances on that plane, I have a feeling that everyone that is on that plane, aside from the crew, has to be related to the original Oceanic 815 people. personally, I think that that lady who's escorting Saeed, she kind of looks like Anna Lucia. I'm thinking maybe that's her sister, and, you know, they're recreating that. I think the condolences guy is either an agent for Widmore or, like, I don't know, Rosen Bernard's love child. I don't know. Think about that. I just think every single person on that plane is in some way, shape, or form related to the original Oceanic flight. Anyway, that's my two cents. Have a great night. Goodbye.
Hi, Jane Jack. This is Bitter Daryl calling. And this is actually a phone call that you could play if you wanted to. There will be no swear words in this. I was just watching the official Lost video podcast, and they were talking to the prop guy. I think his name is Rob Geiger or something like that. And to me, and this is why I'm calling, I wonder if anyone else noticed this, he looked like Jacob, or at least the Jacob or the person we saw on the rocking chair or in the chair in the cabin when we first went to the cabin. He looked exactly like that, that kind of little goatee beard and a longer hair. So just wondering what everyone else thought. I hope you guys are well, and take care. Bye.
Hey, Jane Jack, great podcast. Just wanted to have a quick message about last episode, 316. A lot of people think that the sacrifice, John 3:16, the biblical reference, might be referring to John sacrificing himself, and they talked about that in the last episode before he turned the wheel. But I was wondering, maybe it also refers to Kate giving up Aaron. Maybe she made a sacrifice there, and looks like Eloise may have sacrificed her son to the island. And I was thinking maybe Mr. Faraday is destined to have a lot of unhappiness in the past, which he sort of remembers in the present, just recalling his looking at the TV and crying when he sees the crash. Anyway, great podcast, and I look forward to catching you again later. Bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I didn't catch his – did he give – I don't think he gave his name. Are just people ashamed of us?
I guess so, maybe.
Yeah, I'll call the show, but I'm not giving my name. I don't want anyone knowing that I was...
Well, maybe they're like witness protection or something.
That could be true. You don't want us to trace the calls back.
Exactly. Because we do work for the mafia.
We do have your phone number.
Actually make this show in order to actually track people down and kill them.
We do have phone numbers. So we can track you like that. So not giving your name doesn't mean anything. But I like the theory that that's made the sacrifices. Kate giving up Aaron.
Uh-huh.
And that, you know, like Eloise gave up...
Faraday.
And then maybe it's a sacrifice that Ben had to kill his father. And Locke was supposed to kill his father to sacrifice, but he didn't because he's not a leader. yeah, I like that. And then we had Bitter Daryl. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to watch the Official Lost podcast because Jay doesn't like Chris.
I watched the Official Lost podcast. I'm just joking.
And I think I know something, so I won't say anything anymore. But I like Bitter Daryl's calls when they have a little more sauce to it, a little more.
More for our own personal enjoyment.
Yeah. No, I can't comment on that. So anyway, we have Sean who says that the
that's been announced though, hasn't it?
Has been announced.
I
don't want to get in trouble. All right, skip ahead 10 seconds so you don't want to hear that. The prop guy, I think, is the guy that played Jacob.
Uh-huh. But don't know how far that's gonna go.
I don't know if that's fact, but that's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Now you can come back. We're back to theories. Not spoilers. Sean, who thinks that all the people that are on 316 were relatives.
Yes.
I like that. And the girl, the marshal, could be related to Anna Lucia.
Uh-huh.
What do you think?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I'm going to say no.
What about Eavesdropper?
No.
He's not related to anyone?
Nope.
So you don't think anyone on that plane?
I'm not saying any. I'm just saying those two. I don't think they're related to anybody.
What about the people in the back of the plane?
Back of the plane. I haven't seen them yet, so yes, possibly.
Now, why wasn't the curtain pulled? I've only flown first class once, and that was by mistake because they delayed us a day. But usually I'm in the coach, and they always put the curtain, you know, they see the people.
You look in
it. But that little curtain is, you can't look in here. You notice that because Jack, remember, he looked back and said, what about the people back there? Why wasn't the curtain pulled? Someone wasn't doing their job.
Yeah, I guess so.
Was that to give the effect to know that Hurley hadn't bought all the seats because we had someone asking, where did Hurley get all the money? Well, he had a huge settlement.
Still had the money.
And his parents
had
the money, so he had enough money to buy the ticket.
Yeah, exactly. So it's chump change.
Chump change to him.
Anything?
And then Steven. I like all his theories.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure if it's to protect Jack.
No?
That Kate was protecting it. No, she was because she can't trust Jack. But I do like, it could be, if it's not Sun, then I'll say it was Cassidy.
I think that too. That hasn't been brought up yet, and I think Cassidy is related, and we'll get to that sooner.
But I don't think it's, I still maintain it was Sun because my theories are 150 for 150. So why would you argue with me?
You're batting 1,000.
Batting 1,000. But, you know, it got me thinking. You know, we think little Goober's in trouble, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what if we don't know by the end of this season? You have to cough into the mic.
I coughed over here.
What if we don't know at the end of the season if little Goober is safe or not? Is a new campaign Save Goober? What do you think? We'll have to have a photo of a kid that's always sleeping. Because he's always sleeping.
And he has a booger coming out of his nose.
So what do you think? Save Goober. If we don't know by end of
sure.
Because we got to have something.
Okay.
Going to season 6. So Save Goober. I like it.
As long as you don't make a song.
Oh. Is that a challenge? I will come up. Okay, you know what?
No, I don't.
I will come up with a Save the Goober song. I told you about that email, right?
No. Oh, yeah. You told me.
Oh, well, now I have to bring it.
Dang it. Go.
So people... Someone sent an email with a song, and it was actually pretty good. And I said, well, who do you want to sing it? Me or Jay?
Uh-huh.
And they said, well, I'll be a suck-up. Jack's singing sucks. I said, do you know who answered the first email? Or I said, did you know Jack was the one that responded to your first email? Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, you both can sing it. I just thought it was funny. And Joel, Frank Lapidus, why would he be flying? Should he be laying low? What's the deal? But Frank needs to work.
Well, that and
he likes.
I think Widmore knew what happened once Ben went to see him.
Plus,
so.
You know, would you really recognize Frank?
Yeah, once he cuts the beard off, he'd be any Frank Lapidus.
He didn't have the Band-Aid. He didn't have the cool Hawaiian shirt. He didn't have the beard going on.
Yeah.
He was like, even someone sent us an email asking if it was the same actor.
Oh, it was the same actor.
It's the same guy. Frank cleans up. Frank is
him and Elizabeth Mitchell.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. You ready for Listener Theory of the Week?
Are we finally there?
Yes.
Half the people turn off. They're not giving you listen to
actually,
these.
It really, it didn't end up being that long. It just seems like it's been forever.
Well, you just haven't been focused on this show.
I have been focused.
You've been playing with things over there. You're not into it.
I am into it. I don't know why you think I'm not into it.
I think the problem is you're so excited about this next episode. I believe that. You're all geeked up over John Locke's episode that you can't focus on this one.
Well, let's go. Seriously, I'm sick of being accused of being Jack. All right, here we go.
Okay. Hey, Jay and Jack, this is Mac from the mountains. I'm sure somebody's already let you know by now, but I thought I'd toss this in just in case you didn't know. The graphic novel that Hurley was reading was actually a Spanish translation of the great miniseries Why the Last Man, which is about the last man left on Earth. A terrific graphic series if nobody's read it, but taken in connection with the observation that was Hurley's voice doing the numbers on that recording, Last Man, I mean, come on, I mean, there's got to be a connection there somewhere, so I'll be curious to see what you say. Maybe they're setting him up as the new Omega Man, who knows. Love the podcast, keep up the good work, and be listening to you. Thanks.
Now that is a great theory.
Isn't it?
That is a great theory. I really like that.
You sure it's not just the Omega Man reference?
Both. Well, both as Hurley,
uh-huh,
and has Omega Man. That's a great theory.
Yeah,
that's why he's given the number. He's the last man standing.
Exactly.
Wow. Mac, that's a great theory. I like that one a lot. I love it.
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot argue with it.
All right, so are ready to get into the contest update?
Contest update.
All right, here we go. All right, we got ourselves update on the leaders.
Of the season five. Three. Season five.
Woo.
Wow.
You all right over there?
I got stuck in time. It's crazy. Some idiot turned the wheel and I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready. I just wasn't prepared. I was holding onto a rope.
All right. Okay. So here we go. In first.
No, don't. The top two, you cannot go.
Cheater J.
God.
Okay. You don't count. All right. Number one, Dee Dee.
Well, they're all three tied.
Tied.
I think they say the same amount of points.
All right, tied. Dark Knight Wing, 141. And Jeff Stabe.
So two of the three are still on there. So a couple of them dropped off.
There are 61 contestants tied for second place with 332 points.
So it's anyone's ball game.
Anyone's.
Anyone's ball. With, what, 10 more episodes to go?
With exception of me.
Yes, Cheater J.
All right, so you ready to close out the show?
Let's close it out, officer.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Monday.
Yay!
If you'd like to give us a call, give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call anytime.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call anytime. Let's close something. I have a theories.
You're not focused.
I am focused. You're over there, and you can reply to what I said.
Huh?
Send us an email. Send it to lostpodcast@gmail.com. Send us lostpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can check out our website at jandjack.com with all
important information
related to the show, like our message board at lostpodcast.proboards2, our Facebook group, our MySpace page, our Twitter page, which is a lot of fun. Check us out. Follow us at twitter.com/JandJack.
Did you notice on the MySpace page you're no longer one of our top friends?
Did you change that?
I was waiting for you to find it. It's been like 2 weeks.
I haven't looked on there.
Yeah, Jay is no longer one of our top friends on the JandJack.
You know, I don't really look at top friends. I just look to make, because that audio player gets messed up sometimes, so I check it for
But
that.
You're no longer, like, you got booted.
How did I get booted?
No, someone didn't want you to be a top friend.
It. Wham. All right, so...
It's because you come to these podcasts, you're not 100% behind.
I am 100% in it. Quit blaming things on Locke. I'm so sick of your hatred towards Locke.
How does that do?
And Terry O'Quinn. All right, also, if you'd like to take part of our 25-hour podcast for charity, Autism Speaks, send an email to lpdonate@gmail.com. It's March 21st through the 22nd, or if you're Jen Ozawa, it is tomorrow at 3 o'clock. All right,
we kind of put a scare into her, I think. But it's coming. It's coming. It's
coming
shaping up pretty good. It's coming up fast. It's going to be. A lot of people ask where it's going to be at. It's in Raleigh,
the Raleigh Iceplex
in North Carolina.
And we are
don't
going,
get confused with South Carolina.
The Wyndham Hotel.
Yes, it should be a lot of fun. I got a lot of people coming. I guess we're getting a cake.
Yeah,
some other stuff. So
Taste of Cakes, or is it Ace of Cakes?
Ace of Cakes.
It's coming, making a cake just for us. Take that, Ralph.
But actually, they're not.
He quit too soon.
They're not coming to make us a cake.
I know.
Now people are going, see, you can't lie.
I'm kidding.
You've been surrounding yourself with Locke too long. You're just, someone told you, did the island tell you to lie like that?
Whatever. All right.
But no, we're really excited about it.
Yes.
It's going to be a big deal. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to meet.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be.
And I have a schedule out. I promise in the next couple weeks. I promise.
All right. So we're going to cut the, we're going to say goodbye, and then Jack will do his stupid post show.
It's about Rosemary. So if you've listened to Jay for an hour and 17 minutes, you're probably tired of him and you want to move on. Just go home, get on with your life. If you really care about Rosemary and what's going on, then you continue listening.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys Thursday morning
on the best show on television.
Lost
on ABC.
Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
All right, so
we've had a lot of emails because you were upset.
I was upset.
Well, once you saw Jin
in
wearing
a Dharma
jumpsuit, you're thinking, "Oh, great, are they going to do this?" Now, this goes way back to the first season we recorded, second season. So that was 2005, 2006 season.
It started 2005, went into 2006.
And I came up with, there was a rumor out there that there was someone
a saboteur
on the inside.
Yes.
And I said there has to be two of them because there's two sections. So who would it be? Obviously, Rose and Bernard.
Okay.
Okay. Then it kind of got, you went to Comic-Con.
Ask Damon Carlton.
And you asked
me. I believe Brian Burke and Jorge and Daniel Day Kim.
We're all up there. And I think they remember the big head kid with a squeaky voice.
Well, asking, and they said no.
They said no.
Definitively.
They just said no.
Exactly.
But then we found out that Dharma had disbanded in the early 80s. So obviously in 2006, the Dharma Shark picked it up on our message board.
Uh-huh.
That the theory has evolved. It's changed. It's still the same. It's similar to the original theory.
Uh-huh.
I stuck with it. Well, obviously, they don't work for Dharma
uh-huh.
because Dharma's disbanded. They at one time worked for Dharma.
Mm-hmm.
So we had one from like Paul Jackson. He goes, I must admit, the first time I heard your claim that Rosa Menard worked for Dahmer, it was a crackpottiest of crackpot theories. Time, however, has brought me around to your way of thinking. I don't think I'm alone in this revelation.
Revelation.
Revelation. Let's see. We have Mike. In the beginning, to think that there was so much closer to... Okay. I'm beginning to think there's so much closer to seeing Rosa Menard working for Dahmer. We just saw Jen working for Dahmer. You're truly a genius ahead of your time. I strive for your crackpot theory like yours. So, yeah, Mike wants to be... Mike wants to be like me. Then nice. We have... then we have Kirby John again.
Uh-huh.
Jack is correct. Not only will Bernard work for Dahmer, but he will be their dentist.
You're my dentist.
You're my dentist. So, and you, but you had someone who said something that thinks not.
Dear Jane Jack, love the show. Longtime listener, first time emailer. Alas, since I'm at work, I have very little time to send this. So I'll get my point out quickly. If we in fact see Rose and Bernard working for Dahmer in quotations in the past, I will have to say, sorry, Jack, that this does not count. Your prior theory was that they were working for them all along, and I believe this is not the same thing. If they are stuck in the past but have their current mindset, they are not supporting Dahmer, but are merely doing what they have to do to survive. Sorry, I don't think it applies.
Who was that from?
Ashley.
Sorry, Ashley. It has to apply. I think the problem here is if they take this away from me just because I answered that Big Head's kids question... Back in 2006. Was it 2006?
Yeah, 2006.
I don't think it's fair.
Why is it not fair?
It would be like saying to me, it'd be like going, okay, you know, handing me a pill that cures baldness and saying, oh, wait, you can't have it. It's the exact same thing. How do you take that away from me?
Because you didn't believe.
I believe.
You didn't believe in Locke.
No, it has nothing to do with Locke. It has nothing to do with Locke. I never gave up on the theory.
But you gave up on Locke, so you didn't believe in him.
Every time I stuck with it, I said no. So... They throw this out. I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
There better be a darn good reason. We're a PG, we're a G show. Darn good reason that Rose and Bernard, we don't see Rose and Bernie working for Dahmer in a Dahmer jumpsuit. I'm serious. I'm going to tell you right now. If they didn't get killed off, or if I don't want to find out they've been hiding in a cave somewhere. If I find out they've been hiding in a cave somewhere and they didn't happen to meet up with Jen and not working for Dahmer, I'm going to be upset.
Okay.
I will be ticked off.
Okay.
They better be the ones chasing him on the canoe and then the ones who get shot by Juliet.
Okay.
Don't you agree? Don't you think that, well, how are they going to get out of this? Because they said, no, they don't. But I think you have the out because they said that, well, at the time, Dahmer didn't exist. So it better be given to me. That's all I'm asking. So I want to be 151 for 151.
All right.
Do you still say no?
I'll give it to you because... In all honesty, you have held on to this thing for ridiculously too long.
I wouldn't give up because you kept saying, does this prove? I forget what, there was something else came up. And you
There's been so much proof against it, but now all of a sudden, it can happen.
And when I kept up with this theory, I had no idea there was time travel.
No.
I mean, I did. I kept staying with it, staying with it, staying with it.
You were stubborn.
No, because I believed. I believed in it. So.
Sure. You, the believer.
I believe I can fly.
All right, Doubting Thomas. All right, I'm out of here.
But hopefully we'll find out in the next couple
weeks. Yeah, I think so, too. We'll find out. I guess Hugh Jackman made a joke.
Hugh Jackman said a funny. Anyway, guys.
All right.
We're just having fun with it, but I better see. Well, your hatred towards Chris. I mean, I'm not even saying I hate towards Chris. But I will say something.
Okay.
If I don't see something, I'm gonna call him out.
Okay.
I will call him out publicly.
Okay.
And now they're afraid.
Sure. All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.